From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A federal judge is asking the State Department to reconsider its decision to deny a passport to a Colorado resident who refused to check either male or female on the application. In a ruling today, U.S. District Judge R. Brooke Jackson said he didn't think the government had acted rationally in denying a passport to Dana Zim, who doesn't identify as either male or female. However, Jackson said he wanted to give the State Department a chance to reconsider, saying it wasn't time to weigh in yet on the constitutionality of the decision. Lake Pueblo State Park has seen an increase in visitation, as 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, that comes with some costly side effects.
Lake Pueblo State Park has about 1.8 million visitors each year, more than any other of the 42 state parks. In the past, visitors mostly came through between the months of May and September. But Lake Pueblo State Park manager Monique Mullis says due to warmer weather, population increases, and improved camping technologies, they've recently had more visitors in early spring and late fall.
Our budgets don't always take into account this extra use in these fringe seasons.
Mullis says that usage has begun to put a strain on the park budget. She adds new legislation to raise the minimum wage in the state will add another fiscal challenge for the park. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
There's a public meeting scheduled to discuss the challenges Lake Pueblo State Park faces at the Visitor Center at 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Tonight at 6:30, there's a similar meeting at the Cheyenne Mountain State Park Visitor Center. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.